I'm at Learning Live 2012 with Ben Betts of Curator. Ben, a bit earlier we were having a good conversation about big data and learning technologies and the kind of data that can come out of some of the technology and what we could use that for.
Yeah.
How do you see that developing and what kinds of things could we be using data for?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very exciting area, to be honest. I think it's the whole idea of learning becoming slightly more scientific in its use of data and analytics and things like that is I think, a drive for the next few years, if not the next decade, of what's going to happen to us as an industry. But specifically, you know, when we're starting to engage people in social, collaborative stuff online, we're doing a couple of different things. First of all, we're getting them talking, getting them creating, which is fantastic from a learning point of view. But secondly, we're generating humongous amounts of data, and just insane amounts of data. And at the moment, not much of that is quantitative. It's nearly all quantitative. And so, you know, we've got a lot of text and a lot of social bookmarks and other things like that to wade through and try and make sense of. But we're starting to see paths to that. I'm personally quite excited about the next iteration of SCORM, the Tin Can API. And in particular, what I'm interested in there is what they're calling statement generation. Now, at the minute, it's quite primitive, but it's got wheels to go a lot further. And in this sort of idea, they're talking about the idea of verbs, the idea of knowing when someone has done something in a learning context. And so, at its very most basic, it's that Martin has completed the health and safety thing. But actually, you can use any verb or you can use any real phrase involved in this. So I can actually start highlighting when, Martin, you've been problem solving in learning technology or something like that. So imagine a world where we've got a lot of participation and we've got a lot of people that are tagging and remixing that content in certain ways with certain defined tags. Problem solving, innovative, insightful, real world example. Those are the sorts of tags I'm talking about that are all demonstrations of people's application of knowledge in the real world. Once we start doing that, then we start to build up this really rich database, this idea that actually now I can see who in my organization is a problem solver at certain things. So, you know, we've got a Lean Sigma project coming on stream next month. Who's in this organization already who does this stuff? Well, I can start to look down my sort of data and start to say, well, look, Martin's a problem solver in Six Sigma. Let's get him involved in the project. That's huge for the organization. What's even better for Martin is that sort of information can be shared way outside the walls of the organization and can be taken with you. So imagine now that you're going to use that sort of information to power a Mozilla Open badge so that I can award you a badge if 10 people rate your work in Six Sigma as problem solving. And you're getting the problem solver in Six Sigma badge as demonstrated by this data. That's hugely powerful. That's something you can take with you. And, you know, imagine the CV of the future or the LinkedIn of the future. It's not just you saying, oh, I did this, I did that. Here's the evidence. Here's a badge. Here's when I got it. And I think that's potentially incredibly powerful for both the organization to use data in new smart ways and for individuals to be able to improve themselves and showcase that improvement.
And how it sounds like a very exciting vision of the future, really. But as you said, these tools are beginning to emerge now. So how far off do you think we are from this kind of stuff actually happening?
Weeks, months, it's not long. It's happening now. So, you know, you look at there's two ends of the scale. One is about how we collect that data, and the other is about how you analyze that data. You look at wider market trends. The big data companies are buying talent management organizations. You have all sorts of tie-ins with, is it SuccessFactors and SAP, Oracle and Talio, and lots of more going underneath that. People who are very good at dealing in data are starting to deal in human data. And so that end of the scale is starting. The other end of the scale, we have everything that comes in the informal learning movement, in the collaborative learning movement, in the mobile learning movement, where we're starting to be able to capture instances of people doing something worthwhile all over the time. So, you know, a lot of people probably read a blog every now and again as part of their work because they're interested in it. But that's worthy of me knowing about you, that you read blogs in this area. This is interesting. So why aren't we taking credit for that? So I think increasingly, it's Tin Can will be one of the answers in terms of how these systems talk to each other. There'll be other answers. But the ecosystem's starting to be, they sort of, you know, you can see the convergence. And I know we're working on something that's going to be out in the next 6 weeks or so. I know other people will be working on things that will be out there by sort of March, April next year. So it's now, really, is the time. It's now.
Brilliant. Ben, thanks very much.
Thanks, Martin.